Earlier this week, President Donald Trump tweeted threats that military action would follow a suspected poison gas attack in the Syrian town of Douma. In one message, he warned Russia to get ready because missiles will be coming, criticizing it for supporting President Bashar al-Assad, who he has called a gas-killing animal. But as the world awaits his next move, President Trump is toning down his rhetoric, now tweeting that an attack on Syria could be very soon or not so soon at all.
We'll see what happens, folks. We'll see what happens. It's too bad that the world puts us in a position like that. But, you know, as I said this morning, we've done a great job with ISIS. We have just absolutely decimated ISIS. But now we have to make some further decisions. So they'll be made fairly soon.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says President Trump has since met top national security advisers and that a final decision is yet to be made. Tensions between Russia and the US are running high. Russia has issued a stern warning against military action, insisting it's a violation of the UN Charter and it would do little to temper simmering tensions between the two nations. The Syrian ally says it's deployed military police in Douma after the town was overtaken by government forces. Russia's ambassador to the United Nations, Vasily Nebenzia, says the immediate priority is to avert the danger of war.
We want any strikes to be avoided in the first place. But of course, it is even unthinkable to think that the U.S. would strike something which is Russian military presence in Syria.
Despite the warning, support for a possible U.S. strike is gaining momentum among key allies. Following a special cabinet meeting with senior ministers, British Prime Minister Theresa May has agreed on the need to take action in Syria. French President Emmanuel Macron is also suggesting he'll back Washington, stating he has proof that President Assad's government used chemical weapons. Some experts are questioning the impact a possible military strike by Western nations would have. Rao Margaret is a senior fellow at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, a Washington-based policy analysis center. He's not convinced a strike or strikes would alter the course of the seven-year conflict in Syria.
At most, it would be another warning to the Assad axis, to Moscow, to Tehran, not to use poison gas. But it would probably be a green light for them to use whatever else they want. So, again, unless this is a more strategic signal that the president wants to send, essentially shifting away from his past policy, I don't think it's probably going to mean all that much.
President Trump is due to speak to French and UK leaders later today to discuss what actions they may take. US allies Germany and Italy have both made it clear they won't take part in any military action. Some senior White House figures are also expressing reluctance. US Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says the role of the US in Syria is to defeat IS militants, not get involved in the country's civil war.
We are committed to ending that war through the Geneva process and the UN-orchestrated effort. It has been unfulfilled because, again, Russia has continually blocked the efforts. But that doesn't mean we give up. We work with the international community, the United Nations, to get the Geneva process underway and make certain that we don't allow this war to go on.
A team of experts from the Global Chemical Weapons Monitor, the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, is going to Syria to begin investigations into the alleged attack. Bashar Jafari, Syria's UN ambassador, says the country is helping facilitate their arrival, while stressing that Syria has repeatedly denied the use of chemical substances.
We denied 1,001 times using any chemical substances against our own people. And we provided all the necessary and required justifications for saying that. So it's time to digest and metabolize what we are saying.
It's unclear whether the US and its allies will wait for the results of that investigation before deciding on military action. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.